All 18 environmental justice employees at the Regional Environmental Protection Agency office in Chicago have received layoff notices. It's part of the Trump administration's efforts to close EPA environmental justice offices around the country. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports these staff members help people suffering from a disproportionate amount of pollution.
In Indiana, that's often lower-income, Black and brown residents. Nicole Cantello is president of the union that represents the regional EPA office. She says Indiana was also supposed to receive nearly $24 million in grants from the Environmental Justice Program. That money is earmarked for lead pipe replacements and projects to make cities and homeowners more resilient to things like flooding. Cantello says EPA's environmental justice staff also helped communities advocate for themselves when polluting facilities try to move in.
All that role that environmental justice folks had are now lost. There is no environmental justice folks at EPA.
The director of the National NAACP Center for Environmental and Climate Justice issued a statement in response. She called the staff reductions a direct attack on local advocates' efforts to hold polluters more accountable and make more sustainable communities. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
About 100 of the regional office's probationary employees were fired in February. Cantello says they've since been hired back but were put on administrative leave. That means they're being paid but not doing any work.